This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, going to the telephone line, we have from undergroundusa.com, the man, the myth, the Chicago legend, Frank Salvato. There they are. They all came out. They stumbled out of the bar.
I love the fact that they all stop exactly at the same time.
That's because I have the button. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. And speaking of not forgetting, I'll bet right now the Colonial Pipeline wishes that they never heard of the Internet, because, boy, did they get nailed in a cyber extortion attempt that's forced the shutdown of that pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline. This is a 5,500-mile-long pipeline that takes oil here, there, and everywhere, as well as finished product, I might add, up into the Northeast, as well as over here into our neck of the woods. But it's a company, criminal gang from Eastern European, known as Darkside, that cultivates a Robin Hood image of stealing from corporations and giving a cut to charity. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and just goes to show you how important cybersecurity is. You know, as much as we talk about it, as much as it's in the news, we have not hardened our core infrastructure.
Nope.
And the government's just as vulnerable as the private companies.
Uh-huh.
So while the Internet is a wonderful thing, it's got its good points and its bad points. It's wonderful till that happens. So, you know, it's a hard lesson learned, but you've got to harden your cybersecurity. Maybe you go intranet instead of internet with critical things.
Right.
You know, and harden the hell out of it. But, you know, this is going to happen. You're never going to defeat all of the hackers all of the time, but you have to try.
Yeah, and the other thing is we heard the liars in the government coming out saying, oh, don't worry, we'll have it under control, we're helping the company, and the prices are stabilized, and we've got an adequate supply for 5 days. Well, all of a sudden, it went up the first time for about a nickel, about 30 minutes afterwards, and a little while ago, I looked, the price was up 10 cents a gallon from where it was on Friday.
Yeah, what did Reagan say the scariest line in the world was? I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I would go with some of the better white hats out there to harden infrastructure and get it up and running, and maybe let the government look and see how it's done.
Yeah, I'd leave the government out of this one because I think that's part of how we got the problem to begin with.
Yeah, and, you know, and the big thing here when you're talking about government getting involved in everything, it's not supposed to be that way.
No.
Government's not supposed to be a part of every single part of our life, and we have incrementally moved that way since the beginning of the 20th century, where government has a role in everything we do. And they've done the encroaching. Government has seized power, and it keeps encroaching in the private sector, and now we're at a point in time where public-private partnerships are everywhere.
Right.
So the government is into big business. Big business is into government. Big tech is in the government. Government's into big tech, big pharma. We can't have this. The government's supposed to have one gig and one gig only, and that's the smallest amount of interference into our life to level the playing field between the states.
Well, I'll tell you what, it appears that people may have had enough of big tech and social media companies like Facebook and Twitter because they now want the legal protections for those social media companies dropped.
Well, yeah, that has to happen regardless. And the fact that Republicans didn't do it when they were in power during the Trump administration is eyebrow raising.
Big mistake.
Yeah, huge mistake. The social media companies, whether or not, you know, everyone goes, the First Amendment only applies to the government. Well, technically, yes, but the country is supposed to live within the spirit of the Constitution. And big business is supposed to live within the spirit of the Constitution. That's why we're America.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, okay, well, you know, if you want to, yeah, inject your communist thoughts over here, Coca-Cola. You know, we're not supposed to be playing that game. The United States and the spirit of America is about free market enterprise. It's about freedom, individualism, working together and benefiting together because we let capitalism work. I think we've really kind of bit it in the butt by not mandating good economics classes in high schools so kids understand why capitalism is so good.
Well, they can't add, subtract, multiply, and divide.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
and we've got a caller on the line here. So, caller, you hang on. We're going to break. We'll be right back with you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things that he has to offer. And we'll be right back with more as we take a little break right now.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Oh, we are going to do it. And by the way, that's a combined total of terrestrial and internet and satellite listeners when you hear that number. All right, well, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. By the way, I'll be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey on Memorial Day, the 31st of May. Look forward to seeing many of you up there. We're going to have some food and a good time had by all, and we're going to salute our nation's fallen up there at Moss Nissan on the 31st of May. Now, it's amazing how they also get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, and Tampa Bay as well. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles there right now. And by the way, clean trade-ins, got them. You got a car, you're thinking about selling it, take it up there and let them appraise it. It might be worth a lot more money than what you think it is. You'll be able to have money for a new vehicle and upgrade your ride and have more money in your pocket. Now, Moss Nissan happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal for themselves. Moss Nissan is the home of whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. You are gonna love it. Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save more money just by doing that. All right, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We have got Mary on the line, and let's go to Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I would like to ask what Frank thinks about the World Economic Forum and globalism with, I guess it looks like corporations and just a boatload of atheists.
Sure.
Versus America First and where we're trying to hang on to liberty. Because once it's lost, it's lost. And if you lose it to globalism, you've lost it.
Okay. Well,
that's
your
question.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, she's right. I think the Great Reset by the World Economic Forum is one of the most dangerous things that's ever come out of the global elite of Davos ever. It sets the stage for sovereign governments to be cast by the wayside. And for big corporations and the world banks, even more so than they do today, running everything. So, yeah, I'm not a fan of globalism. I believe in globalized free trade.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, countries should absolutely engage in free trade with unmanipulated currencies, and you know, you sell people and good quality products to other people and they like it, that actually bolsters goodwill amongst nations. So that's not a bad way to build your diplomacy efforts. But this globalism thing, this World Economic Forum thing, if you are not familiar with the Great Reset, go over and hit on the graphic over on Underground USA and read about it, because it is the scariest thing. They say by 2035 we're not supposed to have any private property, Matt.
Right, yeah.
And we're going to be happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they are. We probably won't be here to see it, but that's all right.
You know, I don't know if I would want to stick around to see it.
No.
You know, and this is why digitized central bank currency is a little bit dangerous too, unless there's a lot of safeguards put into place. Because if a global elite want to force you into, okay, you don't believe in the severity of climate change, but you're going to, and if you don't, we're gonna flip a switch and freeze your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're gonna penalize you if you don't believe in critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to shut off your money until you come to your senses. What's wrong with you? We're going to penalize you. We're going to devalue your 401k.
Well, you want to know what scares the bejesus out of me right now? The militarization of the South China Sea and China,
yeah,
and what they're doing. They basically are doing whatever they want to do. And we all need to be highly concerned about what China's up to next, because a leaked document revealed the nation's malevolent intent for weaponizing coronaviruses as a future use of warfare.
Yeah, you know, I'm stunned that the media is stunned that the corona, that COVID could be weaponized, especially from seeing where it came from. I mean, this has got to be the biggest purposeful blind spot that the media's ever had.
How about who helped them?
You know, yeah.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, yeah. You know, so people, you gotta be engaged with information. And you got to dig for yourself. You got to stop watching CNN. You got to stop watching MSNBC. Take Fox with a grain of salt. We live in the information age. Sit down. Do your research. If you would have sat down and put in COVID-19 a year ago, you would have had all kinds of hits on the Wuhan laboratory. And you would have known that that's where they have their highest level bioweapons research lab in China.
Yep.
Okay, is that a coincidence? No, it's not a coincidence. You know, so we're sitting here, mm-hmm, listening to the World Health Organization tell us, well, no, it came from an outdoor market with, mm-hmm, a bat.
Yeah.
You know?
The person that helped them, the single person that helped them, and it boggles my mind that Dr. Anthony Fauci, in his role as the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, continued to research and cooperate with the Wuhan Institute of Virology that was studying the coronaviruses and sending live specimens over here to the United States, and we were sending them back, test results back and forth.
You know, if you were to look at at Fauci's finances. Let's say he was going to be a U.S. representative or a U.S. senator or even sit in a cabinet post. He would have had to divest himself from so many of the investments that he's got just because of the subject matter that he's dealing with.
Well, let's see. Viruses, he's got the vaccines, he's got masks. What else is he investing?
And that's the point. If this guy is a self-serving jackass, why wouldn't he say keep wearing the masks and get the vaccines?
Well, let me jump over to the telephone line here real quick now. Eric from Seminole's on the line. Eric, you got a minute, so make good time of it.
Hey, Roger, that's Eric. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you're talking about the South China Sea and the weaponization of biological weapon development. We were talking about on this show over a year ago.
Probably about three, four years ago.
Well, I don't know if it was that long ago. But
it was. Trust me, it was.
Mm-hmm. This weaponization of these viruses being done at all these BSL-4 labs globally. Now, I understand you're going to track and trace viruses and stuff. You know, I get that. Here's the thing people can look up if they don't believe it. Francis Collins.
Yep.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, BSL level 4, gain of function. It was signed off on or President Obama allegedly, ceased that development in the United States, and it was technically outsourced to Wuhan, China. So that's getting scrubbed all over Facebook. It's being scrubbed, back scrubbed, and all these cash.
But we just unscrubbed it, Eric.
Well, what I'm saying is it's all been tainted now because it's damage control. And one last thing regarding the World Economic Forum.
20 seconds.
Yeah, Roger that. So we had this gas pipeline suddenly get hacked. 5,500 miles of gas pipeline get hacked. Oh, we're getting shut down. We don't know when it's going to come back on. What was the lead story about 7 days ago? Oh, we're going to have gas shortages this summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're telegraphing what's going to happen, and they're going to blame it on some unknown entity.
Thank you.
You know, which they control. Yeah, Roger that, sir. Thanks for that call.
Thank you very much, Eric. A very good call. And Eric is right on the mark there, Frank.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, watch the World Economic Forum. They are a bunch of greedy bastards.
Mm-hmm.
They really are, and they are making their move.
Yep. And we talked about all this Wuhan, China stuff and the viruses and this, that, and the other, chemical warfare, all the stuff that was going to happen, the new era of warfare. You and I were talking about it 4 years ago when Donald Trump was running for president because it was part of the equation.
Yeah, and add that to one thing. China's starting to weaponize digital currency now.
Yep. Well, so. we'll be back with more. Can you stick around, Frank?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, we'll be back with more. Frank's going to stick around. We got a lot more to cover here, including what's going on out in Arizona. Wait till you hear this one. You're just going to want to take a ball-peen hammer and head for Phoenix. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in Colorado are reporting a gunman shot dead 6 people and then himself at a birthday party in Colorado Springs on Sunday. The suspect, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove to the residence, walked inside, and began shooting before taking his own life. A motive for the attack is not known. The victims were all adults, but a number of children were present at the time. Republican lawmakers appear poised to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the third highest leadership post within the party. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as Wednesday. Horse trainer Bob Baffert, who won a record-setting 7th Kentucky Derby with Medina Spirit this month, on Sunday said the Dark Bay colt had failed a post-race drug test. Baffert said a post-race sample provided by Medina Spirit had tested positive for 21 picograms of the anti-inflammatory drug betamethasone. Churchill Downs officials say they'll await the conclusion of investigation before taking further steps. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Hey, nothing runs like a deer. John Deere, you know those green tractors that are out there? Need a lawnmower? Check them out. Got them. Need a tractor? Maybe you need a backhoe. Maybe you need a bulldozer. Got them. That's Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out today. Within the sound of my voice in the great state of Florida, they've got a dozen locations, and you are listening to me right now. Check them out, Everglades Equipment Group. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website with the podcast and the great articles that you write, and we appreciate you sticking around, my friend.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to mention Arizona, because caught up in the quagmire here is President Biden's Department of Justice late last week saying that they had concerns about the integrity of the Republican-led election audit in Arizona. It told the president of Arizona State Senate that. As a matter of fact, the DOJ's concerns stem from Arizona State Republicans using the outside cyber firm Cyber Ninja to conduct the audit. This according to the Washington Times. Well, I think I know what the problem is there, Frank. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Democrats feel the recount should only be done by the people that allowed the fraud to begin with, them. Because the Democrats are really worried about what they're going to find out in Arizona.
I'm going to take a different track down here and say that the Arizona Republicans should turn around and said, none of your business.
Sure.
The Constitution says we run the election, so we'll run the audit. So thank you for your concern. Now butt out.
Yep.
You know, this is, remember we talked in the last segment about governmental overreach.
Yep.
And government being in every part of our lives. This is one of the times that we not only need to dig in our heels, we need to make an example out of this instance to say, butt out.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution says that federal elections are the purview of the states. Why is that? Because 50 separate states came together in a compact to create the United States of America. And it's not the other way around. We didn't have a country and then divide it up into 50 states. You had to have a sovereign constitution in place, and then you became a state.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things that are left to the states that are sacrosanct in the Constitution.
Yep.
And executing federal elections is one. So an audit of a federal election will be the purview of the state exclusively as well. So you know what, DOJ? Thanks for your concern, but out.
Mm-hmm. And our buddy George the Godfather is chiming in saying howdy, howdy to us. So good morning to you, George.
Morning.
Yep. He also says we're no longer the people's FBI. We're now the Democrats' KGB.
Yeah, he's got a very big point there.
You bet he does.
When you look at the IRS, the FBI, and the total of the Treasury Departments and the DOJ, they are doing political things. And they were never supposed to do political things. So we have to assume at all times that the FBI, the IRS, that they've all been politically weaponized. And,
yep.
And the people who usually do that, it happened once on the Republican side under Richard Nixon, and the Democrats had the Church Commission, so that will never, ever, ever, ever happen
mm-hmm.
again. We
now,
can't have that. Well, who's doing it now?
Yeah. Now, since you and I like to talk about politics, I'm going to throw this one at you. You ready?
Yeah.
Politico and The Hill have reported that the Democratic National Committee is already at work investigating more than 20 possible Republican candidates, from which the list includes Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley. Now, wait till you hear these two that made the list. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and they decided to investigate Carlson, a working conservative journalist who's unprecedented so early in the political process. That shows how the Democrats view him and others, including Lindell, as a political threat with the Frank Speech website he's come out with that platform, which, by the way, still is not open for social posts. It's merely a position where he's putting out different things from his side of the aisle.
You know, this is Oppo Research. And they've started, you know, that starts immediately after every election for the Democrats and the Republicans, quite obviously.
Yep.
But this is how the Steele dossier came about.
Yep.
Is through operations like this, looking into the periphery. You know, Tucker Carlson's not going to run for president of the United States, neither is Mike Lindell.
Nope.
They're just not. But they're going to investigate them anyway to see if there's any linkage to anybody, especially if there's somebody in the Ukraine or the Czech Republic or Russia or China. But they didn't look at their own party. We've got a president who's got a son who still hasn't divested from Chinese investments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, I'm glad you're Democrats. I'm glad you're really concerned about the right side of the aisle and then the people who are going to run and there's. But don't you think you better get your house in order first, or is it that you just want to march towards the Great Reset and installing a Chinese form of government here in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Joe Biden said this before his pseudo State of the Union speech. We don't know if democracy can survive in the world today. Perhaps autocracy wouldn't be the way to go because it lets us move quicker. Autocracy is the Chinese form of government.
Yep. Now,
our sitting president of the United States said that maybe democracy doesn't work. Let's try autocracy. That's chilling.
Now, not to be outdone by Liz Cheney, who was censured by the Wyoming Republican Party last week and probably will no longer be in House leadership this week by the end of the week. But Senator Mitt Romney was censured by Utah, the Utah County Republican Party censured him. That's his home party.
Yeah, there's a lot of the counties are stepping up where the state won't, taking up the issue of censure when it came to the impeachment vote for Donald Trump, and I'm glad they are. The state parties have no spine, and the national party has zero spine when it comes to standing up. We've got a Senate leader in Mitch McConnell who openly said it was okay to vote your conscience on this, instead of saying, you know what, make the case.
Yeah.
There's no case to be made. You know, so the federal level, the Republican Party, you got to get your stuff together, man.
Speaking of cases, and I don't want you to get all upset here, so get ready. Hold on to your chair here. Federal prosecutors, ladies and gentlemen, federal prosecutors have dropped hundreds of cases against Portland riot suspects. They're done. They're off the hook. Holy smokes.
Yeah, they're making deferment deals, and so the people who were doing arson, who were doing vandalism, who were destroying private property, attacking police and committing acts of violence against other people, they're not going to see a day in jail. As a matter of fact, of the 97 that had serious counts against them, only one person will see jail time.
Yep, and he's the one they caught with the QZ in his hand and on video camera lights shining. By the way, George is saying that the bikers that he knows in Arizona were told that Antifa was on the move and where they were going to be doing the counting, and they're standing by. He said the communists are freaking out in Arizona. I believe they probably would be.
I think that would be a very fun YouTube to watch, because Antifa walks around, they're bullies. They're little basement dwelling snowflake bullies who decided to go and do something on Saturday night with a Molotov cocktail. If they were to run into real bikers, that stuff would end very quickly.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, yeah. But it would make for great YouTube. You get a million hits on that one.
Sure. By the way, the U.S. Navy seized some weapons in the Arabian Sea, likely bound for Yemen. One of our U.S. Navy warships pulled a vessel over and said, excuse me, we want to search your ship. And they did, and now we have a ship and the weapons to go with it. They probably came from Iran.
Yeah, this is, people need to understand that the conflict that's happening in the Middle East has been happening since 632 A.D., and it's just because we go over there and pretend we can negotiate peace between these people, that's kind of arrogant. As soon as we are out of Afghanistan, warlords coming back, you know, and this conflict between the Sunni and the Shiite is going to keep happening till the end of time.
And you know,
so maybe it's time we just stop trying to impose peace on people who don't want it.
And you know you're in trouble in the United States when the winner of the Kentucky Derby is going to be disqualified because of drugs.
Yeah, he's breaking bad, man.
Well, all right. Well, Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday, and thanks for sticking around, and you have yourself a great week. Until then.
Stay low,
all right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. I'm coming back with more, and Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Calm
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they are the best at what they do. I will vouch for them. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also offer installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They'll stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And when you do that, don't forget to remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Yeah, I might get a trip to the back room and some of those super deluxe patriots. They like to hide back there. Dominic was famous for that, and they've carried on the tradition there, too. Alrighty, Patrick Hylan from the Sports Zone is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
I would not want to be Mr. Bob Baffert, the trainer of the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina's Spirit, because he's been hit with a all-track suspension. He is not wanted at a racetrack until they figure out what's going on here.
And this isn't the first time Baffert's been in trouble, too.
No, no.
He trained some great horses, and then this you know, ruins it. I don't know what boys to, you know, go to the cheating factory, man. Always have to get that edge, I guess. And most times than not, they don't even need it and just makes them look bad. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, being spirit failed the drug test, so Churchill suspended Baffert, and we're going to see what happens with do they take the Derby winner down? Does he get the race in Preakness? Doubtful. So I don't think anything's going to, you know, come of that. No more trouble. There won't be a Triple Crown if that occurs.
Nope.
And, you know, how long is this suspension going to last for Mr. Baffert?
Nope. Now let's move right from there and jump on over to Martin Truex, who won at Darlington yesterday.
Yeah, he did great, man. He held off Larson to win the NASCAR Cup race at Darlington. And this guy's on fire this year, man. Martin's really puzzling him there with the NASCAR. he can just get up on 8 seconds on people like nobody's business. The guy has talents, man. It's just amazing. Hockey news, Captain Tortorelli, former coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning and now with the Columbus Blue Jackets, has agreed with the team just to go part ways. He's going to resign from that organization with hockey playoffs coming up here pretty soon. It's going to be exciting what's going to happen with coaches' carousel there with coaches being let go.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to take a quick call here from Mel in Saratoga Springs, and the reason why is because he's in the racing business. He works with horses. So, Mel, I know you want to talk about the racehorsing, but make it quick. You got about a minute, so go for it. Whoa. Wait a minute. We just lost him. I'll be darned. All right. Well, but anyway, he was going to, I'm pretty sure that's what he was going to talk about.
Oh, Saratoga Springs.
Yeah. He takes care of the horses up there and, or some of the horses anyway. So.
Yeah, I'd love to get his angle on that to see what he thinks should happen and, what is going to happen, to say the least.
Well, I know what should happen, and that is if the guy's done it repeatedly. Now, wait a minute. Here he is again. Okay, let me try this again. Okay, Mel, you got about a minute, so go for it.
Yeah, Captain. You know, the best medicine for a racehorse to perform to his best ability isn't a veterinarian and what chemicals they use. It's that training track in the morning, how much foundation you put under a horse. I don't care how much a horse costs, because they don't know how much they cost, because they all cost the same to keep. You got to put a foundation under that racehorse with the training track, and it's called mileage. And that's the best therapy, a physical therapy a horse can endure, is that training track in the morning, and a good exercise, boy. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of these girls on these buses. I'm not being a chauvinist, but these girls don't have that strength, that upper body strength and the strength in the legs to really handle a horse and get him to do what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of times these horses can take a girl and run off with them. You know, if you don't have a good, strong exercise boy on these horses, you know, you're just paddling against the tide.
Right.
So, but as far as that goes, Bob Baffert, he's had a lot of horses, nice horses. You know, I like to take a couple of his triples and pack them back up and put them back in the training and run them down his throat.
Okay.
You know, but the point of the matter is, Saratoga is the horse racing capital of the world. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget that. If you want to be anything in the racing business, you got to come from Saratoga.
All right. Take care. Thanks very much, Mel. And I knew he was going to say something related to that, but I would expect nothing else. I mean, this guy Baffert, he's dirty.
Yeah, it's just not right, Captain. And it's funny, the guy made a good point. A lot of trainers, a lot of people would love to have Bob Baffert's, you know, horses that are his seconds because they feel they could make him into winners. You know, he keeps getting all the credit. And that's another great point he made. You know, these people pay $1 billion to get a horse, but it costs just as much to keep them going, Captain, you know, with the stall fees and the hay and the trainers and the workout trainers. He made a good point. He didn't have strong people on him to get them working out. Right. It's just like with any sport. Mm-hmm. If you're not in shape, you're not going to play your best. You don't have that foundation. The guy made some good points, Captain. So that was good that you threw him on there to just interject and let people know what's going on. Well, we're going to have a good old baseball keep rolling. A lot of real changes in baseball, Captain. It's changed a lot of games, you know, 7-inning doubleheaders, starting a guy at second base when you hit the 10th inning.
7-inning games.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, doubleheaders now.
Well, they did that. They did that in the minors. That's where it started. Yeah. 7-inning, yeah. second game. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to get the kids back on the bus and get them back to the hotel. And overseas, they only will play maybe one or two extra inning games because of the transit system. After that, the people have to get on the transit system or they're not getting home because they shut them down. So that's another thing that's changed across the country, to say the least. But it should be an interesting week, this week in sports, with a lot of transitions, and we'll see how the Preakness, what post position the horses are going to have, because that's very important. Some horses like running on the inside, some like running on the outside. And we'll see, you know, who the Preakness champion will be. And we'll discuss that.
All right, well, I got to mention one more thing before I let you go, and that is Tom Brady's football, the first touchdown pass he threw, going up for sale at auction.
Well, there you go. It should get a pretty penny, hopefully.
I don't know where the money's going to go. Nobody said
that.
Rob Gronkowski donated $1.2 million to renovate a Boston playground over the weekend.
There you go. See, that's taking care of your communities where you played ball or have some upbringing. So that's pretty cool. I like that. That's the stories we need to talk more about with professional athletes.
All righty. Well, we got to run, and maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Mission Barbecue. You got it. God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback from the Sports Zone. And one of the things that we do here in the program and that he does is this.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, the way I'm going to close today's show on Monday is we've got some skunks in the weeds out there. We know about it. And they definitely, the other side of the aisle is trying to lie their way through everything and anything that comes to fruition out there. You can't believe them when they talk about the cybersecurity attack on the pipeline. You can't believe them when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary says, oh, we've closed the border. Really? Really? You can't believe when they say, there's no crisis on the border. Really? We've all got eyes. We've all got ears. We've seen the television pictures, the drones, the still pictures, you name it, of the people coming across, and they're still coming across. Nothing has slowing them down. There's things that we need to do, but we need to be involved in this as a group. We the people. And we the people can change the course of our country's history back to where it should be if we just get involved. So pick a group. Any group you want to join, whether it's a political party or an active group, Tea Party group, 912 group, Trump group, whatever kind of group you can find, Patriots group, get involved and start being part of the solution. It's all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. All right. I'll see you tonight. Have a great day. God bless America.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.